In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Following stories recorded in the sayings of the Desert Fathers, some thieves came to a certain monk's hut, took everything he had. The monk, for his part, sat in a corner praying. The thieves left with all of his things. The monk looked up and realized they had missed a little pouch with a couple of coins in it that he was going to use for food. So he picks up the pouch with a couple of coins, runs out and chases after them, yelling, "You forgot some, you forgot some." The thieves, when they saw this, when they realized what he was saying, they returned what little things they had stolen and were converted to Christ. These thieves, they said, "Truly, this is a man of God." Now, the old monk, he didn't rebuke the thieves. He didn't preach at them. He didn't condemn them. He didn't warn them about hellfire. What caused these thieves to change? What caused them to change was they saw in him a different kind of man. They saw in him a different kind of person. They saw a man of God. They saw a person in whom the word of the Gospels had become reality, not just theory. Now in the church, we call these people saints, holy fathers and holy mothers, people in whom the word of the gospel has become reality. Now among the saints, there's different categories. There's prophets. These are people who were able to speak the word of God with his authority, people who could see what was coming. There's a group called apostles. These are people that are sent out. The word apostle means sent out, people that brought the gospel to new lands and new peoples. There are martyrs, people willing to give their lives and sacrifice their lives rather than rejecting Jesus Christ. Well, today in the church, we're celebrating a pair of brothers named Cosmas and Damian. And they belong to a wonderful category of saints. In Greek, it's anargyri, which means without silver. It doesn't translate very easily into English, without silver. In English, we're kind of saddled with the title unmercenary, which is a largely obsolete word, but it was very popular in the 1700s, if that's any consolation. But an unmercenary, a without silver, is someone who acts without concern for money, someone who acts without concern for silver, someone who acts without concern for gain. If a mercenary is someone that only cares about money, then an unmercenary is someone who doesn't care for the money at all. Today, we might simply call them volunteers or philanthropists, people that give, people that go out, people that do and don't care about the money, but rather the service that they're providing to others. Now, Cosmas and Damian, these volunteers, they practiced medicine. They were doctors around the year 280. Now, have you ever been to a doctor who was so kind, so filled with joy, or their nurse, when they enter the room, radiates such goodness that with their positive energy they bring, you start healing before they even treat you? There's something about their presence that just makes you begin to get better. Well, Cosmas and Damian were like that. Every account of their lives, from 4th century manuscripts all the way to 21st century Wikipedia, describes them as having exceptional kindness. Exceptional kindness. There's a lot of different details about their lives, who their parents were, these things. Every single manuscript over and over says, and they treated people with exceptional kindness. Can you imagine 1,000 years from now, after you die, that people remember you as, you know, so-and-so, for all the things they did, had exceptional kindness? That's these two brothers. Treated everyone, even their enemies, with this kindness. They refused payment from all but the wealthiest patients, and that money they gave away to the poor. Now, in our gospel today, Jesus sends his followers out to heal, and it says he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast those out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. And he sent them out, telling them, "Go tell the people the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely have you have received, freely give." He gave them power, and he sent them out to heal. That's really the story of us. That's really the story of what he does for us. And not just physically. He's saying, cast out their demons, bring away or get rid of their darkness, shed light in their dark places, heal them spiritually. Now, Cosmas and Damian brought countless people to God. Not by preaching at them, not by grumbling at their perceived faults. People experienced in each brother a different kind of person. There was something different about them. Someone in whom the word of the Gospels had become reality. You know, in our epistle today, we had the reading from Corinthians, a rather famous reading about love. And it says, you know, you can have all the skills in the world. You can have all the knowledge of religion. You can have all these things. But if you don't have love, you're nothing. It's nothing. Cosmas and Damian could have had all the medical skills in the world, but that's not what brought people to God, and that's not what healed their patients. Their patients saw in each brother a different kind of person, a different kind of man. They saw a man of God, a man filled with love. You know, some people's image of God is that if God enters a room, we need to cower in terror. Cosmas and Damian prove that when God enters a room, you begin to heal. And if somebody enters a room and you feel like cowering, then that's not God. But if someone enters in a room and you start to heal, that might just be God. In fact, if it's real healing, it's really God. When a man of God or a woman of God enters a room, we will experience joy. That's a fact. We will experience peace. We will experience goodness and kindness and gentleness. It's going to radiate off of them and out of them. And above all, we will experience love because that's who God is. If God is in them, then we'll experience that through them. Now, Cosmas and Damian probably had tremendous skill at the medicine in their day. But that's not what brought the healing. It's who they'd become when God filled them. It was the love of God shining out through them. You know, you don't have to open a free medical clinic to heal the broken. All you need is to be someone in whom the word of the gospel has become reality. Someone in whom it's really taken hold. You know, I saw this thing on TV a couple months ago. They had this camera on a crowd. It was, you know, a security camera, and they put a thermal filter over it, and there was something about where you could see everybody's cell phone were because the cell phone glowed hot, and so it was a different color. You've probably seen those images. Everybody's like a green outline, and then you have this bright red or bright blue, this thermal filter. And it was something about cell phones and seeing where our people kept their cell phones. If you would imagine a filter that could detect people of God, what would you see? In fact, I think we all have a filter like that. We know when we can see someone of God. We feel it in them. And I don't mean the hyper-religious, although I think we can detect that too. But I mean people radiating love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness. We can spot them a mile away. It's in our radar. Now imagine if we had a camera filter like that that could pick out those souls, you know, hovering over a crowd, and there's like these few souls that are glowing. You can see the way in which that person is somehow different and in the best way possible. Now, would you be one of those shiny people? Are you that different kind of man and that different kind of woman? You know, Jesus sends his followers into the world with power to heal and to bring people to himself. The skills and the knowledge are only going to get you so far. Cosmas and Damian healed by being men of God, by being people of such exceptional kindness and exceptional love that everyone was simply drawn to them. The old monk who encountered thieves brought the thieves to Christ by being a man of God. You've been freely given the same power and the same ability. Can we then be people that shine with that light and that love? Amen.
Amen.